remain where he is and remind convicts that they are not serving time in a hotel and continue to expose illegals. And we the people should support Arizona and remain alert and not allow amnesty for illegals. And the U.S. government should close the borders.
K reports, not much in Joe Arpaio's situation has changed almost 2 years later.
For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Your KSCO Central Coast weather, partly cloudy skies with highs today in the 60s. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour through the afternoon. Boaters forecast for Monterey Bay, southerly winds to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, westerly swells 2 to 3 feet at 12 seconds. 57 degrees at KSCO, 59 in Watsonville, 59 in Salinas, 57 degrees in Monterey. Highway Patrol reporting at 12:55, a disabled vehicle, U.S. 101 North and Los Lobos Road off-ramp in the King City area. Vehicle has run out of gas, and the Highway Patrol is going to check on that. Also, a reminder, a 10-mile section of Highway 1 from Watsonville to Aptos is being paved from the Pajaro River Bridge to the North Aptos Underpass. Roadwork will involve both day and night work and will consist of alternating lane closures. One lane in each direction will remain open during roadwork, and no two consecutive on-off ramps will be closed at the same time. Hot mix asphalt will be placed on the existing pavement. Almost 8 minutes now past 1 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, the 26th of March, as we return to KSCO Presents with Dr. Bill Wattenberg here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
KSCO Presents Dr. Bill Wattenberg. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wattenberg today, give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
Okay, here we go for hour two on KSCO Presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg, your host. You're the star of this board starting to fill up. Your number, 831-479-1080. Come along in here. Let's have some fun. And say, you have a problem, a puzzle, anything you're curious about? Here's a place to find an answer. We'll pull in some experts on any subject you can think of. Matter of fact, over the last few weeks, I've proven that 3, 4, or 5 times. Guys with great knowledge on some subject came in here and gave us both an education. And along the way, maybe we can make some sense out of the great problems of this country and the world. You have a suggestion, you have a solution. That's what I want to hear. Let's just do something more than whine about it. And by the way, Kay Swirling's commentary on the sheriff from Arizona, hey, it always makes me think about how we deal with criminals here compared to overseas. Folks should really get an eye-opener. We need a documentary on how they run prisons and prisoners in Europe and places like Finland and Sweden and elsewhere. I'll tell you, if you're a violent criminal, you're a bad guy over there, you don't get treated like a fine hotel, which is what we provide. You get your butt slammed into a cell, the door's locked. You'd be lucky if you ever see another inmate for the next 5, 10 years. Maybe get out for a little sunshine a half hour a day. And believe me, most of them, when they leave, they don't want to go back. What do we have here? 80% recidivism. Rotating door, they just come out and they go back in. We have training grounds for criminals here with all the comforts of home. I suggested once many years ago, gee, for the, what is it, $40,000, $50,000 a year per criminal that we put out to maintain the present system, I just said on the air, well, I'll bet we could get Mexico or another country to take these guys. Now, look, they're outcasts of society to begin with. When you brutalize the society that nurtures you, protects you, gives you everything, and then you spit on it, you ought to be kicked out for a while. So why don't we send them out to another country? And I called up Minister of Justice in Mexico, and hey, he was delighted to talk on the radio. And we got thinking it over, we did a little arithmetic, and he figured out, well, gee, you know, we could probably take these guys for $10,000-$12,000 a year, big, you know, make a lot of money. And he was dead serious. Boy, you should have heard the screams that came out of the U.S. State Department almost immediately the next day. Station management came in and said, what are you doing? The government's after us. And turns out they claimed you're not supposed to be negotiating treaties with other countries unless you go through the State Department. I didn't negotiate a treaty. I just teased folks with a very real possibility. And what's the matter with that? When the majority, a good segment of the prisoners we have in our prisons now came from Mexico, hey, why not pay them to take care of them? We could make another $30,000 a year per prisoner and put it back in the schools where it belongs. What's the matter with that? You tell me, huh? And something else I've insisted for a long time. Hey, break the law once as a felon, and you get our full court system, you know, justice, you know, determine your guilt or innocence. But the second time, once you've been convicted, you've had all your appeals, you've done your time, you come back out and you commit another felony, you don't bog down the criminal justice system or the justice system that's supposed to be helping law-abiding citizens. You ought to get a courts-martial procedure where a committee of your community, for instance, appointed, takes a look at your next case, and there's no more of this endless appeals. You're gone, buddy, huh? What do you think about that? Oh, gee, the attorneys they scream that's taking a lot of bucks from them, because it is a revolving door system. Armies, hundreds of thousands of attorneys get rich on the system. Courts and the justice system thrives on it, and they know it's a revolving door. I mean, you can almost put a sticker on each one that goes through and saying, this one will be back in 5 years, this one will be back in 10 years, see? Or maybe tomorrow. All right, your number into the KSCO studio here, 831-479-1080. Load it up here if you want to get on the air, but otherwise you're going to be left behind. Hey, Bill in Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO.
Bill, I'm on a speakerphone. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, but it's lousy. You're better off if you're on a regular phone. Go ahead.
Let me pick it up. Hold your ears.
Well, you should have. Yeah. Well, there we go. I don't know why you start out on a speakerphone, but let's go.
Anyway, I've been trying to figure out how high $1 trillion bills is.
Oh,
I'm an old machinist and a car mechanic.
Well, I don't know. What's the thickness of a $1 bill?
It's 5 thousandths.
All right, then you have
trillion.
So you have 200 of them per inch, right? If it's 5 thousandths of an inch, 200 times that gives you 1 inch, right?
Okay.
So how a foot, we need 12 times that, 2,400, huh?
Okay, and then.
All right, 2,400 a foot. So we want to get that times 5,280 to get a mile, right?
Right.
Well, 5,000 times 2,000 is 10 million. It's probably 14 million or so. You need 14 million to get a mile. And how high do you want to go?
A trillion.
You want to go a trillion miles?
No, a trillion times.
You want to know what $1 trillion would do for you, huh?
No, I just want to know how high $1 trillion is.
Okay, well, we're moving in that direction. We're up to, like, say, 5 times 10, we're like 14. Let's take round number, be liberal. 15 million, huh? Dollar bills per mile. Okay, now that's 1 mile. If you want to go a trillion, you have to go 10^9 times that. Put 9 more zeros on it, and there's your answer. Take 15 million. Or 15 times 10 to the 6th times 10 to the 9th. No, times, that's a billion, times 10 to the 12th. So you have 15 times 10 to the 18th. Take the number 15, put 18 zeros off after it, and that's how many dollar bills you need to go for a trillion miles, huh?
Well, I figure it's over a mile high. I need somebody to double-check me.
Wait a minute. No, let's back up again. Now, okay. Which way did you want to know how high a trillion bills would go, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot higher than a mile. A mile is like 15 million.
Well, I got up to about 7 miles maximum.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, 15 million, divided into 10 to the 12th, you're off by a factor of a million there. You got a long ways to go. Okay.
Well,
long ways to go. Okay, so play with the arithmetic a little bit, but it's a lot. $1 trillion bills is a lot more than 7 miles.
I don't need an answer right now. I'm just going to wonder if you'd check it out.
Well, I just checked it out for you. I mean, the only calculator I have is between my ears here, Bill.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I gave you an approximation.
Okay.
That's all I can do for you. Okay, take care. Yes. 831-479-1080. Here's a message from a place that's been a favorite of mine for a long time. Helped start this company out 35 years ago when he was in the garage shops. Now one of the biggest designers and suppliers of fine radio equipment in the world. And he has one. It's one of my favorites. It's the kind of thing I've told folks about for many years, to have to be prepared for the next emergency. If you talk to people who've been through a big earthquake or a hurricane or something like that, they'll tell you the things they miss the most at night were communication and light. When there was no power, batteries were dead, no way to power radios or anything else, or lights, they were walking around in the dark, not knowing what's happening in the world, most disturbing. Well, the Sea Crane has solved this problem in a very neat way. They have a radio called the CC Solar Observer. This is a full AM FM radio. Normally can be powered with a power cord or a solar panel or AA batteries, but when everything else fails, it has a hand crank on it, a little hand crank, and you crank it for a few minutes, and it'll play for a half hour or more. And it has an LED flashlight built right in the face of the radio. So you can walk around, and you have a light in the dark, and you can tell what's going on in the world. And now here's the good part. It's less than $50, $49.95. And believe me, it is an essential for every home that wants to be prepared to take care of a family when everything else disappears. And believe me, when all the infrastructure's gone, you'll know what it feels like to be alone. You better have some food and some water and a radio and light in your home. $59.95, you can order it from the Sea Crane Company. 800-522-8863. 800-522-8863. Or you can go online anytime to ccradio.com. That's ccradio.com. And see, there are hundreds of amazing products. If you're thinking about something for that special person, this is the place you should start. They really have some unique and excellent products there. 1-800-522-8863. And you'll also find the other one I think is a gem. It's a Wi-Fi radio. It picks up streaming audio from radio stations all over the world, right over the Internet. Don't even have to go through your computer. Looks just like a radio. And yet you're hearing shows with absolute clarity. And thousands are now listening to this program around the country, believe me, over the Internet. Gee, I'm surprised here. Gee, I hope I didn't stomp on all the liberals out there where they won't pick up the telephone anymore. Didn't want to do that. 831-479-1080. I'm along. Loaded up. Some interesting things here I'll pass on to you. A couple that I mentioned. Oops, got to get rid of this cough in my throat here. We'll take this message here coming up, and then I'll be right back with you.
For seniors, having close and accessible medical care is important. Here in Santa Cruz County, the majority of our local doctors and specialists are members of PMG, Physicians Medical Group. Local doctors who are close to you when you need them most. With PMG, you have your own personal doctor who sees you every visit. That's something to remember when considering a Medicare Advantage plan.
Welcome to Automated Computer Services, America's most drawn-out tech support line. One moment, please.
For a full listing of our personnel, press 1. Please enter the person's full name, starting with their last, then their first, followed by their bank account number and their birth date. I'm sorry, there is nobody here by that name. For a full listing of our staff, press 1. To speak with a customer service representative, press 2. Thank you. Your current wait time is 4 hours and 37 minutes. Please enjoy the music.
Tired of unfriendly computer support, slow computer, viruses, spyware? No problem. Call the friendly computer experts at User Friendly Computing. We take care of all your PC, Macintosh, and laptop needs. Mention KSCO and get a free $50 diagnostic. Visit us today at 505 River Street on the way to downtown Santa Cruz, across from Gateway Plaza. We give you a choice. Drop your computer by the shop, or we'll come to you. Call us today at 423-9653. User Friendly Computing.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Tune in to the Sentinel radio program this evening at 7 p.m. right here on AM 1080 KSCO. Brought to you by First Church of Christ Scientist Monterey. Come into our Christian Science Community reading room and bookstore and find comfort from the challenges you're facing. We have the resources that will connect you with your God-given substance. Find help now. Our address is 780 Abrego Street in Monterey. Reach out for this help today. Come in and visit or call 831-372-5076. 372-5076.
Okay, we're back to you on KSCO Presents. Two calls coming in here. There should be more at 831-479-1080. Let me tell you something as an exercise I went through yesterday. A lot of farmers, a lot of ag people listening to this program in this area, Santa Cruz, Watsonville, Salinas, the entire San Joaquin Bay area. Most of you have trucks. Now, you know what that means. You know what I'm talking about. You have to fill out the paperwork from this dumb agency called CARB, C-A-R-B, California Air Resources Board, that attempted to regulate everything in the state and crush our economy. And I fought those buggers head on, 2 years ago, and they postponed all their dumb regulations for no reason. I mean, that had no rhyme or reason to them. But they still pretend to control you. That you have to fill out forms for them. If you're a farmer, you have to fill out a special form so you can have a waiver where you won't be regulated under their diesel engine regulations. Now, I took 2 hours filling that stupid form out for an agricultural truck, which I have, on a farm, on a ranch, on a grazing area. And I know all of you who are listening have had to go through this. This place is a real Nazi operation in the tents of how they operate, just like the NOAA crowd down here, spending millions of dollars to cite to arrest and punish, or cite and punish people on a jet ski trying to save surfers. Here's my suggestion. You take that form, or the link to that form on the CARB website that you have to fill out, and you send it to your state legislator, state assembly person, and state senator, and tell them, I want you to complete this form. Learn how to complete this form, or I'll never vote for you again. Rub their nose in the dog do for a change. Make them understand what they have allowed this rogue, runaway, nincompoop, cesspool agency to do to the working people of the state. The truckers, construction workers, everyone. Tell your assembly person, look up their name, look up the name of your state senator and say, you proved to me you filled out this form or I won't vote for you. And believe me, to fill out that form, you have to go back and read hundreds and hundreds of pages of just dog-do, chicken-scratching nonsense put up by these bureaucrats sitting up there on their blubber butts. to justify their existence on the payroll, making up these stupid regulations that are just, frankly, half of them, they don't even complete a sentence, let alone the spelling. Huh? Make your legislators and even the governor read and fill out those forms and see if they keep that cesspool agency alive and keep giving in $1 billion. Well, they steal that. That's where the money went for your colleges. That's why the students are paying high tuitions. That's why 20,000 of your teachers were fired, is to keep paying these nincompoops and the California Air Resources Board agency to waste $1 billion doing nothing but generating stupid paperwork, which I think is illegal, but it costs you a fortune to challenge them in court. Try that on for size. Try that on your elected representatives. Put the shoe on the other foot and see what they think about it, okay? All right, Roden Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Hey, Roden, are you with us? R-O-D-E-N? Well, we got to punch him up another time here. Now let's see if we have
There we go.
All right.
That's Rodney.
Rodney, I'm sorry. Well, they misspelled it here. That's okay.
That's okay. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to, for decades, I've been telling people how much $1 trillion really is, because we hear these numbers flying around, and I think the average person doesn't realize how much money we're actually talking about.
Oh, they don't.
And they don't. So here is what $1 trillion stacks up to be. If you take crisp, brand new $1,000 bills and stack them on top of each other, laying flat, 4 inches high, is $1 million. So if
hold just a second. So you're saying four? Yeah, that's about right. The guy said they were 200. Say he said they were 5,000 inch thick, 200 per inch. So so you get 2,400 per foot, and you get about what did you say? 2,400.
About 4 inches is $1 million.
That's right. You're just about right. Four times that would give you about $1 million of them at 2,400 per foot.
If you continue stacking them 30 stories high in the air, is $1 billion.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Now, $1 trillion is $1,000 billion.
Yes.
So you would have to stack crisp, brand new $1,000 bills 30,000 stories high in the air, recognizing that every 4 inches of that is $1 million.
Yeah. Very interesting. Good analogy. Sure. Good
analogy.
So
that's the real deal, folks.
You say 30,000 stories. Now let's say a story is 12 feet in a building, huh?
Sir.
So, 30,000, 300,000, 300,000 times. You get up there a ways, don't you? You're way out of the atmosphere.
You get up there a ways, recognizing the thing that might bring it home to most ordinary folks is $1 million is a big number that everyone can identify with, and recognizing that every 4 inches of that is $1 million. So the money that these folks are spending of ours is astronomical.
Oh, yeah. 4 inches. And that's why when they open these suitcases from the drug dealers, they can have they can have 50 million in a little 4-inch, briefcase.
That's right.
Yep. Hey, good point. You're using $100 bills. He wanted to know about $1 bills. Well,
$1,000 bills.
That would take him to the moon. $1 bills would take him to the moon. $1,000 bills takes you 300,000 feet, huh?
30,000 stories.
Sure.
So, yeah, right, 300,000, right.
Mm-hmm. 360,000 feet, really, but that's okay. Hey, that's a very interesting analogy. I'm glad you called there and Roger and gave us that one, huh?
Yeah, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your show, really, so I'm always listening.
Hey, well, I really enjoy you folks down here in Santa Cruz, Monterey County. As I said many times when I was doing a show to the entire West Coast, the best and the brightest were always in this area, the South Bay, Silicon Valley, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay. And you know another interesting place I need to tap, well, I've tapped into now, is Central Oregon. It's comparable people, same attitudes, really hardworking. And you want me to read something for you, though, that I'll bet you will I'll bet you that you will identify with here.
I am all ears, please.
This is appropriate. You know, the 13% unemployment in your Santa Cruz County area. That's really appalling, really appalling. And then you think about the number of people wallowing on the public payroll, claiming to be the saviors of your environment, while that many families have been destroyed and lost their homes and what have you. Here's a word I read on the national show last night to the country. Ineptocracy. Ineptocracy. See if you recognize this in your own community. An ineptocracy. A system of government where the least capable to lead are elected by the least capable of producing, and where the members of society least likely to sustain themselves or succeed are rewarded with goods and services paid for by the confiscated wealth of a diminishing number of producers. That ring a bell?
It does, and actually, I mean, as I was listening to you say that, it reminded me of, I think it was in the 60s, but there was a saying that they were talking about the Vietnam War, saying that the war was white people sending black people to make war on the yellow people to defend land they stole from the red people.
Well, actually, I'll tell you, you could connect some of those dots. That's all right, you know, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to say one thing real quick. You know, most of my life, I'm pushing 50 now. I see all this muck that's going on. And, you know, I've just been a working slob raising my kids. The one thing I really appreciate about you, sir, is you tell us something that we can actually do, because I've been overwhelmed. You know, how can one little vote make a difference? But the signs, making the signs, you've really helped me to identify something that I personally can actually do, because I'm just outraged.
You will be surprised at the attention you'll get when you put that simple handwritten sign up, says Congressman Blank, you lied to me, or you do this or else. You will be amazed at the attention you'll get, because people never stop to think. This is what they do to you every election time, isn't it? All over the fences and telephone poles and windows and bumper stickers, vote for Jones, vote for Smith. They never see a sign that says, don't vote for Smith, don't vote for Jones, do they?
No, they don't. I'll tell you how those simple things make such a difference, because I think most of us don't know what or how we can accomplish anything.
Well, you see this lady, Mary Lou, who's called several times in, San Lorenzo Valley? She and her husband and others are making some stickers up there. They invented the slogan, Far Out. See? no, really. Another guy.
That's awesome.
Another guy has. Where did I lose it here? There's such cute. Oh, green meanies, progressive weenies, gone too far. All right. Well, you have a right. You have a right to criticize anything that high-paid public officials do, and in most cases don't do. In this case, I was amazed what the guy told me on the air. And then how he lied to me, in my opinion. Said he was doing certain things, couldn't do other things. No, he just he does whatever the green folks on public payroll want him to do, and he's very happy with what's happening to the rest of you. So,
well, you know, complacency and the entitlement thing. You know, I'm a public employee, and some of the things I see in this generation, I can't even believe some of the things I hear.
I can't
either.
I'm just
really grateful.
And I'll say again, those who think I'm against public employees, I believe we must have, and there are a tremendous number of good public employees and law enforcement who risk their lives, a court system we have to have, medical facilities managers, people taking care of our roads and what have you. But we don't need the other 50% of blubber butts who just make up excuses to abuse people so they can stay on the public payroll. That's all.
And that exists. And, you know, it's just funny. Like I said, I've just been a working slob most of my life, and I really wasn't even aware of a lot of the stuff that's going on. And, you know, once you become aware, this doesn't mean you have the tools to actually do anything about it. And that's what I've been getting from your show. And I just can't tell you, you know, how much, because, you know, it keeps me up at night.
All right, well, hey, you know, I have to admit, I felt the same way for a lot of years until I just said, you know, let's go try some things. Go to my webpage, drbill.us, and, you know, forget all the media stuff up front. But down below, the university was kind enough to sort of document all my adventures over the years. Some of them were ill-fated, I'll admit. But you'll find out that sometimes if you simply do the simple experiment while other people sit around and say, no, we can't do anything, you'll get a big surprise, you know. Big surprise.
I am. That's drbill.us, not .com.us, right?
No, U.S. drbill.us.
And, I got it. I'm
you can
go
read
there.
The adventures. And I'll remind you again and everyone else, I had a blessing, a real blessing. I came out of the mountains, 15 years old, great University of California, Berkeley. Went through the standard system, finished a PhD, got on the faculty. But then I had the pleasure of studying under and working with a great guy who was the youngest to win the Nobel Prize in Physics. And he won it because he just did a simple experiment, even though the biggies, other Nobel Prize winners, Enrico Fermi, for instance, told him it wouldn't work. He was even told as a young professor at University of Michigan, you're wasting your career if you do this. But in spite of that, doggedly, he set up a simple little experiment, a thimble. You know what a thimble looks like, a shot glass, you know, full of ether, which is a superheated liquid, and a little laboratory microscope. And he saw for the first time nuclear particles, tracks of nuclear particles going through this superheated liquid, which he had concluded could happen. But others told him it wouldn't, so why bother? But he did the experiment. Can you imagine anything more difficult? I mean, it's as simple as doing that?
It's mind-numbing. But, you know,
He won a Nobel Prize when he did that. It took a little while for others to realize it. And I like to tell this story.
Just this morning, I was reading this teeny little book by Dale Carnegie, and he had interviewed Albert Einstein. And one of the things that Einstein said, there's two ways he lived his life. One was, there shouldn't be any laws, and my opinion is different from everybody else's.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And his different opinions changed the world we live in and the world as we know it. You know, most momentous conclusions of all time, really. But let me finish the story a little bit about Donald Glaser. His name was Donald Glaser.
Okay.
And after he did that little experiment at Michigan, he applied to the biggies for a research grant. Guess what? He was given the sum total of $700 by the Office of U.S. Naval Research. I mean, they kind of gave that much to any college professor, you know, for a summer exercise. And he got in a used truck van, or whatever it is, drove to Brookhaven in New York with a big accelerator, a big particle accelerator, okay? In other words, a man-made machine that makes these nuclear particles streaming out at very high velocity. And he wasn't allowed inside on the line, as it's called, to do experiments like real scientists. So he just parked his truck outside because these particles spill all over and come out through the walls, you see. So he parked his truck outside, and he set up his little bubble chamber, it was called, and he sat there and he watched the stray particles from the big Brookhaven accelerator coming through his bubble chamber. It'd be like you going to a shooting range somewhere, and they wouldn't let you on the range, so you go down the road and you wait for stray bullets to come by, see?
I'm with you.
And he's sitting there and looking at them. And when he's got it all set up, and you can clearly see for the first time, the visible tracks of nuclear particles, never before seen that way. He went over, knocked on the door, invited them all to come out and look. I talked to two guys who were there at that time, and they both volunteered the same thing. They said when they stepped into his van, looked in that microscope, and stepped back out, their first thought was, he just won the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
And indeed he did. And he had one rule that he taught me when I worked with him, had the pleasure of studying under him and working with him, and that was very simple. Don't ever believe anybody who tells you you cannot do something unless they can prove they did the experiment, and then do the experiment over to find out what they missed. See? You remember that?
I can most definitely remember that.
Don't let anybody tell you you cannot do something until they can prove they did the experiment to prove it, and then do the experiment over to find out what they missed. And I can't tell you how many times I've done other people's experiments over and found out how much they missed, right?
Well, drbill.us. I'm heading there as soon as I get home.
Hey, thank you, Roger. Pleasure talking to you on KSCO. All right, your number in the KSCO, 831-479-1080. I'll be right back.
If you could, who would you hold up to be a hero of our community? Well, you can. Hello, I'm Camilla Balutian of the Santa Cruz chapter of the American Red Cross. We are accepting your nominations for the Red Cross 2012 Award, which will be awarded at our Heroes Breakfast on May 16th. Nominees for the Hero Award must have performed an act or acts of courage to save or attempt to save a life in 2010 or 2011. All nominees must work or reside in Santa Cruz County, though their heroic acts may have occurred elsewhere. We invite you to nominate a hero for one of the following categories: animal rescue, education, good Samaritan, law enforcement, lifetime achievement, medical professional, military rescue, workplace, and youth. To nominate your hero, go to the SantaCruzRedCross.org. That's SantaCruzRedCross.org. For more information, call 462-2881. 462-2881.
All right, everybody, listen up. VitaminGoddess.com. That's right. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. What are you laughing at? Come on. You've heard me for years proclaim the advantages of getting all your essential supplements, vitamins, and minerals. But of course, where else? VitaminGoddess.com. You can remember that. VitaminGoddess.com. VitaminGoddess.com. Come on. Or VitaminGod.com. Why? Because it seems like everybody and their monkey's uncle is on the internet. So why not you? If you are, check it out. Go see a beautiful website and a beautiful way to get all your supplements. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. And remember, may you live long and prosper.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Jim Bohannon, host of America in the Morning. Each day, we take you around America and the world to bring you the latest. And while we keep our eye on the top news, we never lose sight of all the information you need to make your life complete. Morning Drive jumpstarts your day. What jumpstarts your morning drive? We'd like to
join Jim Bohannon on America in the Morning, 5 to 6, Monday through Friday on KSCO.
Okay, John in Live Oak, you're on KSCO. I'm Bill Wattenberg.
Hey, Dr. Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I just kind of wanted to see what your thoughts were on the lack of competition among schools. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from. I've got a young child that I'm looking at putting into public schools, and it just seems like all of the schools really don't have a mentality of let's get better. They all kind of just think about, let's just stay status quo because students can't go anywhere. Parents can't take their kids anywhere other than, you know, maybe a private school. And so they really, there's no motivation for them to get better. And I think that's maybe a problem with our schools. And I didn't really notice that until I started looking at different public schools and looking at maybe, you know, what's the best school to put my child in and trying to get transferred, you know, out of my current district. And finding out that they haven't done a district transfer since like 85.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and There's a lot of parents that are trying to start like this charter school, and you read that, you know, all the parents that don't want the charter school are like, well, that's going to take away from our school, and they're going to, you know. But I'm thinking if you had that competition among schools, like if I had a choice, hey, I can take my child's dollars and go to the best school, and then all the other schools that don't get my dollars going to go, well, wait a minute, let's try to do what we can do to earn Chris, you know, John's dollars.
Okay, well, hold it there. Time's low. You've made a very good summary of what bothers me as well, and many people know this. But let's look at two forces that are against you. The teachers' union will not allow this if they can afford it. I mean, if there's anything they can do to stop it, I should say. It has become teach to the lowest common denominator and be comfortable. And I'm sorry, again, they don't like to hear that. But I do know, I did have a comparison. I do know the difference. I was one of the lucky ones when I was very young. For the first 5 years, I went to a one-room school. There were grades 1 through 6. And everybody helped everybody else, and the teacher expected everybody to do as well as the sixth graders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by golly, you'd be amazed at what the first and second graders would pick up far quicker than otherwise. But you look at the system we have, all the way to the top, these so-called departments of education. A lot of them are arm-waving theoreticians. They think they've got great theories that if you just know how to teach, you don't know what. It doesn't make any difference if you know what to teach. To me, they remind me of theoretical carpenters, you see. They can teach someone how to build a house without ever driving a nail in their whole life, see. So I agree with you. I don't know where you go.
It just seems like we look at other cultures that value education, like Japan and China. And I just finished reading a book on Japanese education. And do you know that they, all the way from first grade until they're in universities, that students' grades are posted publicly?
You bet they are. You bet they are. And I remind our education system in this country, I ask them, can you explain why children from Asian countries in particular come over here, can't even speak the language, and within a year to 2 years at the most are the top students in our schools? You know why? Because their parents value education. Their parents make sure they study and do their homework at home. Their parents make sure they go beyond what's handed to them in the schools. And it tells. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, and you know, there's a single word that I think relates your point, and that is assimilation. And they want to assimilate into a culture and learn about that culture. And I don't think that there's even some people from the U.S. that don't even do that into different cultures. But I really do think that that's a big thing, is that they want to assimilate foreign countries like Japan and China. Their students that come over here really want to assimilate.
Back to our problem here. It is a very difficult one because of the system, the unions, the education system, I call it, that is just dumbed down everything in this country. I'm sorry. And you compare our students, what they know when they come out of high school, with students elsewhere, and you'll see why we've lost most of our jobs and we'll continue to lose them. They're training 10, 20 times as many students who are well-versed in technology and engineering and math and sciences as well as their culture. We're not doing that. So
the likelihood of maybe a voucher system for our education, you know, you'd get a voucher for your child, and that money would travel. What's the likelihood, and how do we go about it?
I really don't know. You know, it's strange. A guy who was considered super liberal, Jerry Brown, when he was in Oakland, as mayor of Oakland, did a complete about-face. He essentially set up a system where students could get into charter schools and get out of the public school if their parents didn't like it. Now he's probably gone full circle. I don't know. But I think the likelihood of you having it throughout the state's pretty low. I want to tell you how my dad handled the situation in his own basic way. He never graduated from high school. When he saw how bad it was in one community that we were going to when I was, how old was I? 9, I guess. He simply thought it all over and saw what was happening, and he just enrolled me in 2 grades higher than I'd been in and told him I was 2 years older. Huh? No, really. Did much the same with my sister, and we both came out the other end just as well as those who stuck around too long. So,
Wow.
Hey, I wish I could help you, but you're right on the mark. It is a very serious problem, probably maybe the most serious in this country for the next generation. And I feel sorry because I have to tell a lot of folks, with our education system and the way it's done, and a lot of it depends on parents, too, attitude, our next generation, most of them are going to be lucky to work, have a job in a fast food restaurant owned by the Chinese, okay?
Well, I think my only solution is to get another job, find another job so that I can put my son into private school.
You can do a lot at home, though. You'd be surprised. There's nothing that holds a person back from learning what's in a book and doing homework and being challenged. It's a job. That's what good teachers do. But
yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. It's a very important topic. We're glad to hear it here. Okay, Marshall in Santa Cruz. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Hi. Briefly, I'm way into vouchers. When my kids were raised in the 90s, it was actually on the ballot and it didn't pass.
It gets defeated by the teachers' unions and the so-called educational...
The teachers' unions were so against it. Yeah.
Oh, sure they are. The problem is they would have to do much better. And, you know, the sad thing is studies done by Harvard and others in the past have pointed out that 40% plus of our teachers cannot pass the SAT exam that their students must pass to get into college. Now, what do you expect, huh? What do you expect?
That makes sense. But what I called about is I have a much easier analyzation of what $1 trillion is.
Oh, I looked
it up online. And I said it wrong. I've been saying it wrong for maybe the last year since I heard it the first time.
Right,
so I looked it up online. 4 inches is $1 million, stacked 1,000 brand new $1,000 bills.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So people might want to write this down so they don't get it wrong like me. 358 feet is $1 billion.
Okay.
67.9 miles is $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Miles, huh? Okay.
Miles.
Yeah, that's got to be 358,000 feet. Okay, that's about right. All right, 1 trillion. Hey, good analogy. Thanks for calling, huh?
Okay, bye.
You take care.
Thanks.
All right, now let's see. Time for a couple more of you here at 831-479-1080. You better get at me here. I won't be here tomorrow, but I'll be back Wednesday anyway. I have to do some work tomorrow elsewhere. Justin in Salinas, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Hey there, Mr. Wattenberg. I was just calling real quick before I say what I want to say. You know, all these anecdotes about what $1 million is. You can look at it this way. $15 trillion is $50,000 for every single American.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah.
Every single human in this country, every baby, every infant, every elderly, every single person in America owes $50,000.
That's right. That's the mortgage. That's the mortgage that's put on your back as of today, and it'll grow. It'll be 20,000. It'll be another 10, 12 in a few years. So,
kind of scary when you think about $4 a gallon gas. People are in strife over, but every one of us owes $50,000.
Keep in mind that $4 gas, if you cut it in half where it should be. If you weren't being punished by your own government deliberately keeping the gasoline prices high by refusing to develop our own resources, if you cut that in half, you're talking about $2,000 per family. Well, actually, it gets around $4,000. The last figure was the average family is paying $8,200 a year for transportation. Half of that's fuel. All right, so it's $2,000 a year. Huh?
It's insane. I mean, we've talked about that before, you know, and I'm just saying that's peanuts compared to the $50,000 we already owe.
As a one-time capital, it is 1 year's worth, but $2,000 a year will easily pay off your $50,000 over 20 years, eh?
Yeah. Well, the
or 30 years,
huh? I saw something the other day. I don't remember where I saw it, but I believe it was Nancy Pelosi's daughter. She did some video, and she had some tape of some guys. I believe it was in Oakland. They were there, perfectly able-bodied young men in their mid-20s, you know, saying that they're there to get their Obama money, and they're there to get their, you know, their free handout, and this, that, and, you know, she asked them why they're not working, and we don't want to work, you know, this, that.
I'm trying to come to grips with what a sane society like ours does with people that just don't want to work, don't care, never want to work, have five kids with five different women, and want handouts from everybody. I'm wondering if you can ever actually change a person that's in their late 20s, early 30s that has that outlook on life. I mean, what do you do with them?
I don't really know, but, you know, until the day they experience the situation where there is no free lunch, they have to take care of themselves, they really don't change. As long as there is a free lunch, as long as there's an easy way, people will take it. I grew up in the community. It was very simple. You know, if you didn't work, you didn't eat. There was no welfare around. If you had been working, you could get unemployment insurance for a while in the winter, but if you didn't work at all, you didn't get that. And,
aside from the government handouts, what do you think propagates that type of attitude?
Oh, very simple. I think it's sort of human nature. If you know the old saying, take your kids. If you didn't discipline them, you didn't force them to learn, you didn't force them to do things, they'd do essentially nothing. They would do only what's comfortable and can get enough food in their bellies to not be hungry. Other than that, they wouldn't learn to read or write or do anything else.
Yeah. It just scares me, you know, when if you get, you know, more than 50% of the people that are like that, I mean, your country's gone, and I think we're getting to
some great scholars and leaders predicted very accurately, if you get to the point where the majority of people in our country expect something from the government, we no longer have a government or a country. It's gone because the people who have to pay for everything will be in a minority, but the people who get everything free will be able to vote all the leaders in, which means you just simply go down the tubes and you end up with the chaos that existed in Germany before World War II. You end up as Haiti, for instance, with its poverty or under totalitarianism. It's the only thing that brings you back.
I think the similar type of thing happened in Rome, right? I mean, in ancient Rome, I mean, most of the people are in
well,
in
hey,
Rome,
look, I hate to say this, but I have many people over the years tell me that Santa Cruz County was about the closest thing you could come to a free ride attitude, you know?
Yeah, that's true, man.
I mean, and yet I'm amazed at the really hardworking, dedicated people that I've met in the county, talked to on the radio here. On the other hand, how many do you have that expect a free ride, huh?
Oh, I mean, that's the thing. I think they're in the minority. You know, Santa Cruz has fantastic businesses, very, very good companies that, you know, I mean, the name Santa Cruz alone, you got Santa Cruz Bike, Santa Cruz Guitar, Santa Cruz Skateboard.
Sure.
So many great companies, but you go down on Pacific Avenue and it's just homeless people everywhere, you know?
No.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, don't run away here for a minute. Something else I was going to ask you. What do you do for a living here?
I'm actually doing an apprenticeship right now with my father to become a jewelry goldsmith and diamond setter. Before that, I spent the last 10 years selling wine and spirits for a wholesaler.
I'll tell you, the jewelry business is one that always fascinated me, and I'll try to get the guy on the air here. One of my first guests on Major Talk Radio I had was a guy named Marshall Gross from San Francisco. He was the owner of a place called The Jewel Case. He was the biggest dealer in used jewelry, and you can kind of imagine what it meant, but he was the sharpest guy I ever ran into. If you're in that business, and that was his, I'll have him as a guest here sometime. You'll find him fascinated to tell you a little bit about the business, huh?
Yeah, definitely. My dad's been doing it for about 40 years, and I just kind of made a change about a year ago, so I've been with him about a year now.
Well, you ask your dad if he's been in that long. About Marshall Gross from the Jewel Case, and I'll bet he remembers him or knows him because he was one of the biggest. Hey, Justin, keep up the good work. Hope to talk to you again here on KSCO. The rest of you folks, I'll be off tomorrow, but I'll be back here Wednesday on KSCO. Come along and join in then. Your number is always, of course. Put it on your forehead, 831-479-1080. And indeed, this is KSCO Santa Cruz, 1080 on the AM dial.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington.
We believe in our Constitution. We love our country.
Opponents of the health care law debated with supporters in a circus scene outside the Supreme Court as the justices began an unusual three-day session of arguments over its constitutionality.
I would not argue that this statute is a perfect model of clarity.
Attorney Robert Long told the justices he argued they should stay out of this matter right now because the 19th Century Anti-Injunction Act bars courts from judging tax laws before they take effect. And the penalty for not buying insurance, he claims, is a tax. Solicitor General Donald Verrilli disagreed.
This case presents issues of great moment, and the Anti-Injunction Act does not bar the court's consideration of those issues.
The justices appeared to buy into that, setting the stage for the next big debate over Congress's power to create an insurance mandate. I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington with more CBS News. Here's Harley Carnes.
The Pope is in Cuba. He was met by President Raul Castro when he arrived on a flight from Mexico. Pope Benedict says he holds great affection for Cubans on both sides of the Florida Straits and has heartfelt hopes for reconciliation. The interim police chief in Sanford, Florida, calls on people who clamor for charges against the man who shot Trayvon Martin to wait for the facts and let the chips fall where they may.
I'm Peter King in Sanford, Florida. About 2 hours before the scheduled start of a town meeting, the city of Sanford told reporters in an email release that there are indeed witnesses who corroborate George Zimmerman's version of the story, that he did indeed shoot and kill Trayvon Martin in self-defense, that he was attacked. That account was published this morning in the Orlando Sentinel, apparently leaked from within the department. The city of Sanford now confirms that that's consistent with the information that they have given to the state attorney's office investigating this.
The Army is doing its periodic review of a commonly prescribed drug used to fight malaria, Dr. William Schaffner at Vanderbilt.
Whenever we administer it to travelers that are going to malarious areas, we always caution them that this is a drug that can create strange dreams at night sometimes. It's a very unusual side effect.
The drug is called Mefloquine. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 160 points today. The Nasdaq was up more than 54 points. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
The stock market began the new trading week with one of its biggest rallies of the year. Stocks rose sharply after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told a group of economists the job market is still weak despite 3 months of gains. Analysts say his comments suggest the Fed is likely to continue to keep short-term interest rates near zero.
And that means money will stay cheap. Oil prices today, $107 a barrel. Thousands of people in Southern California are still without power after a storm flooded streets and highways and brought down trees and utility poles. This is CBS News.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Sentencing is in July for a Florida man who admits hacking into celebrity email accounts, including Christina Aguilera's and Scarlett Johansson's. A threat against a school on Facebook lands a young man in jail.
After a junior high school student allegedly posted threats to Facebook,
we've made an arrest of a 14-year-old.
Sheriff Jack Strain says
he was descriptive of his acts or what he intended to carry out.
The student reportedly made a list of people who would die today at Mount Leon Junior High in Lacombe and a list of those who would survive his attacks.
We believe the threat has been totally neutralized and is no more.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
An auction begins tomorrow in St. Louis for a rare baseball card. It's a Honus Wagner from 1909. The expectation is it'll go for somewhere between $1 million and $1.5 million. There's also an Eddie Plank baseball card that could sell for $500,000. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KSCO AM 1080. I'm Sam Quinn, and here is your traffic and weather. First, we'll start out by reminding you that Caltrans is repaving Highway 1 between Watsonville and Aptos. Traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction. Take that into consideration. Next up, we have in the Santa Cruz area, Frederick Street and Soquel Avenue, a hit-and-run accident with no injuries, fortunately, and CHP is on scene there. One other thing to report, River Street at Highway 1, there was a broadside traffic collision. Sheriff is on site, and that is on the Costco side, by the way. Now for the weather, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 60s, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-40s and southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The boaters forecast for this evening, south winds 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, westerly swell 2 to 3 feet at 4.